Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of my favorite folks and on the planet back on the show. And I know you know him very well. You've seen him on television many times. You've been reading his wisdom and ideas for a long time in a number of places, but especially in their publication. It's Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, and I know that's the thing he's the most proud of. Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Steve. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, it should be a lot to discuss.
Yeah, we do.
Sadly.
Have. So we just had a midterm election, Steve, and as everybody knows, and as I've talked about on the show and written about, the second term midterm of any president is almost always, with the exception of one for Bill Clinton, is always a tough year for the party of the president in the White House, and this was no exception. This was a full on shellacking. It grew the majority in the House, probably going to pick up nine seats in the Senate, which is amazing. Eight that we know of right now, and maybe as many as nine, and which will give the Republicans control of both houses of Congress in 2015. So what do you think are the implications of this election?
Well, the implications would normally be that the president's going to have to make changes and accommodate the new political realities. And while the Republicans did very well in the congressional elections, they also did well in the gubernatorial elections.
Yep.
And what I think is notable there is that governors who did big things, took on really controversial issues, made substantive changes, they almost all of them got reelected, including blue states like Maine, Wisconsin, Michigan,
Illinois,
and I think that demonstrates the American people are in a mood for a positive and can-do executive. So
and they didn't just win. The Republicans didn't just win, Steve. So many of the races that were polled to be so tight were absolutely blowouts.
Absolutely. And what does the president do? He changes the subject and goes and starts trampling the Constitution again.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to get some real things done, he just wants more confrontation, more turmoil, because he thinks that helps him politically.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment, but you said something a minute ago I want to come back to. You said the president will have to modify his behavior. I'm parsing your words just a little bit, paraphrasing a little bit. Well, the president will have to modify his behavior now with a Republican-controlled Congress, but I'm not so sure that's on his radar screen. That's in his plans.
Well, that's what normally a president would do.
Oh, use the word normal.
Reagan
right
did. Oh, and that's why he did what he did last night. That's why he's trying to take over, regulate the internet. And he's on his way to saying, I'm a 4-year monarch. That's what he's acting like.
That's another thing. You know, I did a segment earlier about things I didn't understand about what the president's done. You mentioned the internet. That's another thing. He's done two separate things there. He's doing two separate things that demonstrate he's indifferent to the implications of the internet. He's the ICANN, releasing the government, the U.S. government's control of the internet is one thing, and then wanting to make it turning into a utility is another thing. None of those things are good for American businesses.
Oh, they're terrible. I mean, the internet's been a huge engine of change and growth, and the dictators and politicians around the world have been hankering to get their hands on it to try to control it and crush it.
And tax it.
See that in China and other places.
The UN wants to tax it.
So does the United States do. Obama wants to crush it with regulations and taxes.
Mm-hmm. So this, When people look at him, Steve, when you look at the president and the things that he does, and I talked to him in the last segment about how disruptive his policies have been. When people look at him, what do you think they think of him as like they are? Like, I mean, what do you think they think?
I think most people are disappointed that he has not had a successful presidency. And that's why you saw the midterms, mm-hmm. where not only did he get a shellacking in Washington, but pro-growth, proactive, good-growth governors got reelected on the Republican side. So I think that's the way people see him, Jim.
Yeah. Well, also, I think he's going to start losing some Democrat votes in the next 2 years from those people who were up for election in 2016. I think that's going to change a lot of this of the tide and his behavior. Hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Steve to help us understand Obama's executive order on immigration last night. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.